Hello, now we are going to comment on the latest PHP and JavaScript Innovation Award winners, this time starting with May. I think May, if I can share a screen, that will help. I'm not sure. Oh, there's the exception. Just because.
Yay, finally.
Oh, now I remember why the exception was not.
Yep, exactly. Because I had the same idea.
It is focusing on you. That's why. Now you understand why. So, well,
we are going. If only we knew it before.
We are going to talk about the Innovation Award winner, starting with JavaScript. But there's something that because there was not enough. There are some new packages, but they were not really innovative. Maybe we need to work more on encouraging more developers to nominate to. Post innovative packages to the JavaScript Innovation Award. There were some that were published on May, but they were not nominated. Well, maybe we need to do something. Arthur, do you have any idea?
Well, just wanted to say that it's definitely easier to get an elephant on JS classes than on PHP classes.
I don't have elephants on JS classes.
But, you see, that's the problem. Yeah, that's the problem right there.
Yeah, that could be a hint. Maybe people need an encouragement. Well, one thing that I plan to do, as I mentioned, PHP, the Lately PHP podcast, is that we could have some interviews with authors that have many nominated packages, like, for instance, Arthur's, and publishers, just an interview just to tell about your work and the package that you have been nominated, and what do you recommend to other users to be nominated. First, they need to submit more packages. Anyway. We could comment just briefly on the Innovation Award winners of ranking for 2017 so far. So far it didn't change, but there are the results of the following month, including in the rankings. Emil Kilagis in first with two packages and 11 points. Martin Barker with two packages and 9 points. Martin Latter with one package and 5 points. Jeremy Judo with one package and 3 points. Tied with Anders Toth and Arthur Sozins. Then in seventh is Dave Normington from the UK, Tom Loprod from Spain, Leonardo Mauro Pereira Moraes from Brazil, and Emmanuel Potvin from France, all tied with the one package and 2 points. So by countries, it's basically, it didn't change much. The United Kingdom is ahead with 5 packages and 17 points, Sweden, falling with 3 packages and 11 points. China with 1 package and 3 points, tied in third place with Hungary, Latvia, and then France is tied with Brazil and Germany and Spain with 1 package and 2 points. And in 10th, there's United States with 1 package and 1 point. Now, for the Innovation Award winners of May in PHP classes, there are a lot much more nominations, like 15. Arthur, which ones would you like to comment?
Sharing the screen. Can you see my screen shared?
Yeah, now I can. I stopped sharing mine,
yeah.
Or else we have an inception.
Great. Okay, so the first one I wanted to mention is PHP WAMP Server Installation Manager, developed by Christian V. And basically, WAMP Server is a Windows, I think Windows, maybe some other operating systems too, but it's a Windows package that installs Apache, MySQL, and PHP and manages their versions. And so this package would allow you to access that information and even manage like changing, switching versions of Apache, MySQL, and PHP, and start and stop and restart the servers. I think so. Not much of examples here. Yeah, so I think that's about it for this one. Next one is PSR7. Basically, PSR7 are specification for HTTP message interfaces, and this class implements those interfaces right down to the specification of having request object, response object, and case insensitive headers, and adding headers, and removing, and stuff like that, and more than that, and file uploading and streaming. And it was developed by Payam Naderi from Iran.
Yes. And
Yeah.
okay.
You want to add something? Oh, Uri
No,
parsing or also.
it's just
Yes. So I actually didn't know there is such detailed specifications about the interfaces, and then now after learning about those interfaces, I'm actually kind of wondering why is it the first class to implement them, really? I thought there would be more.
No. What do you mean, PSR?
No, the HTTP message interfaces specifically.
I'm not sure. Well, basically, interfaces, they implement the same thing, but could be different implementations. So
Amazing.
probably they work the same. This is just to wrap HTTP requests and responses, I think. So you could, for instance, forward the objects with the request to another. Maybe delegate the handling of the HTTP request to another process, so you just pass the object. I'm not sure if that's the case, but that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, the standard is basically so any class or any application that knows it would accept PSR7
Yeah.
interfaces, it would know what to do with the object, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, the next class is pure PHP PJLink class. I actually did not know before that PJLink is a protocol to access projectors through IP network connections. So basically, this class can connect to your projector that's in the same network and execute different commands like set device power on, power off, get power state, and many more as you see here. It was developed by Andre Lechti from Switzerland. Yeah, I don't think there is a demo or anything, only example. Slowly loading for me. Oh, here it is. Yeah, so you provide IP address of your projector, and then you can control it through different commands for PHP, which is really kind of cool. Next one is PHP YouTube to MP3 converter. So basically, if you want to get an audio from your YouTube video, you can use this class, which sends a request to a website, YouTube6download.top, to its API, and then on the server it gets converted, and then you can download the MP3 file. And it was developed by Kapil Sharma from India, and he chose one downloadable copy of Code Lobster Professional for this package. Oh, there is even a demo. Interesting if it loads or not. Oh yeah, so it's from the same site. So basically it generates it, you can create similar site to this one. Okay. The next is countries information, countries info, and basically it not only has a class that can retrieve information about countries like code, flag, name, continent, and the latitude, longitude, and other information, but from MySQL database, it allows you to query it. But it also provides this information, as I saw in the installation, the auxiliary data countries SQL. So it's upon installation, you can insert this data and then query it. Yes. So this was developed by Peter Kao from Hong Kong. Next package is PHP A*STAR algorithm. A*STAR algorithm is a pathfinding algorithm in a grid. And so you can pass your grid as the two-dimensional array, having values here, and then specifying some start point and end point, and A*STAR algorithm would find the so it would find the lowest cost path from start point to end point. So here with the values you can control the costs of entering each cell. So you can also use negative numbers or higher numbers and to represent, for example, mountains in your map or something, or walls, which are would be good, really high cost, and then have your bot or as your character in the game find the path and move through it. I've used it once in a game also, so it's really interesting, and now we can use it in PHP 2, and it was developed by Vitaly Mick from Germany, and he the one who got the Ella PHP and Plush mascot this month.
Yes, the first place, let me just confirm, was for Christian V. And the others, some also wanted the elephant, but I had to toss a coin because I only give an elephant per month. So congratulations to Vitaly for his.
For winning the coin toss competition.
So there are many nominees that get tied. This means that you need more people to vote to help untying them. So we also need to encourage more people to vote.
It's summer. I guess that's the main reason.
Well, I don't know. Maybe probably the voting is not being advertised enough, so people vote.
Okay.
Or maybe there is no reward for people that vote. They don't feel that the act is a reward in itself. Well, anyway, this is also a result of many nominees. When you have many nominees, the
Yep.
votes get more split.
True. Okay, the next package is PHP TIFF split and merge. So TIFF, TIFF images are is a format, file format for, I think, scanned images, and mostly, and it could contain multiple images too, like multiple scanned pages. So this PHP class allows you to split them in different images or to merge multiple images in one image with multiple pages. And it was developed by Christian V from France. So tools here. I don't know if there's an example here too. Yes. So yeah, there is also multi. No, there is no, the file itself included the test, but you can see from the code. So if you have a problem or want to merge or split the files, this class would help. And the last one, also kind of interesting.
The last one for you, of course.
Yes, the last one for me is a PHP IBM Watson package developed by Meraj Ahmad Siddiqui from India. So this package uses IBM Watson API services, which are kind of provides artificial intelligence services. So it could do translation, natural language understanding, and don't know, many probably other functions. I checked the example file and it does a translation. Not a simple one like in Google Translate API, for example, because the most models from responses and stuff like that, but this class encapsulates them, so you can check out how to use it and use even for more complex needs for API, some natural language processing functionalities. I think that's it on my part.
Okay, I also like to comment on the remaining packages after I get rid of the inception.
Yeah, that means I'm not selected.
Yes, that's a sign. Well, on my behalf, I also like to comment first on this Cloudways API class from Charles Nawaz. He developed this class to use to call the Cloudways API to perform several operations with servers hosted via the Cloudways platform. From what I understood, this is a platform for managing cloud hosting, like scaling up to the demand of a certain site. And it seems that this handles the load of a site with one or more servers according to the demand. So this is like an intermediate service that will get servers up and down according to the needs. And this Cloudways API class does that management of accounts and servers and settings to manage the servers that are handling some application on some site. So this is a nice package from Charouz. So the next package that I'd like to comment, this is more for those that are interested on Apple devices based on iOS to get the version and iOS build and version codes. I think this is to determine what is the iOS version that is installed, if you need to some upgrade, to do some upgrade or not. This package was developed by Peter Kalf from Hong Kong, and he did not pick a prize. Usually he does not pick prizes, he's just having great fun sharing his packages. He shared lots of packages, 30 so far, and there are a few more still being in the queue for approval. The next package that I would like to comment, this PHP Postgres Session Handler. It's basically a session handler for PHP sessions, so it stores sessions, session data, but in a Postgres table using PDO. And this package was developed by Kevin Shah from India, and it is useful. Most sites use MySQL, but if you use Postgres, and you want to store session data in a database, you could use this package. Next package that I want to comment is PHP Continued Code to Names. This is yet another package from Peter Kahl. Basically, what it provides is a translation of the continent names, given their code, and it will provide the names in different languages. I think more than 10 languages they are listed here. So congratulations for Peter for yet another great package that is useful if you want to have a localized application. The next package that also nominated by Peter Kahl is called PHP Language Info. Basically what it does, it's get information about a language, specifically the names of the languages. The names of the language vary according to the actual language that you express the language name. It sounds tricky, but that's what exactly it does. It takes the code of a language and returns the name of that language in some other language given its code. The next package that I want to comment, yet another from Peter Kahl from Hong Kong. This one is a season of the year, which is more to determine the names of the seasons. but in different languages. Again, many languages are supported. It just passed the language, the season name, and it returns the names of the season in different languages. Finally, the last package that I want to comment, this one is from Lars Mollekamp from Germany, and he developed a package that determines if a certain word is a stop word, but in different languages. Stop words are usually words that are meant to be ignored in when you are doing some rough text analysis, but the actual words in the different languages that are considered stop words are different. So he provides this information for many languages of what are stop words or not. So now looking at the Innovation Award rankings of 2017. So far, Peter Kahl is ahead with 14 packages in 101 points. He is ahead with many packages that he has been submitting, and there are a few more that he has published. And Christian Wiig is second place with 5 packages and 73 points. Unfortunately, Christian has died. He is still well ranked, but no longer participating. Then third place is Naheed Bin Hazar from Bangladesh with 3 packages and 50 points. Sergey Vanuishin from Russia with 5 packages and 49 points is in fourth. Fifth place, Lars Mollekamp from Germany with 4 packages and 35 points. Then David Smith with 2 packages and 31 points, followed by Asif Ahmad Abazil with 2 packages and 29 points. Vishav Dev, oh, this is a rough name to pronounce, from India with 2 packages and 27 points is in 8th. 9th, Gel Sabrex from Belgium with 2 packages and 35 points. And finally, Alessandro Quintilani with 1 package and 21 points is in 10th. By countries, United States is still ahead, but now it's getting close by Peter Kahl, thanks to his 14 packages. United States is in first with 9 packages and 103 points. Hong Kong is second with 14 packages and 101 points. France is following with 8 packages and 100 points. India is fourth with 8 packages and 75 points. Pakistan is fifth with 55 points. Germany is in sixth with 54 points. Followed by Bangladesh in 7 with the 3 packages and 50 points. Russian Federation is in 8th with 5 packages and 49 points. Italy is in 9th with 3 packages and 48 points, followed by Ukraine with 3 packages and 30 points. Well, with this, we reach to this Innovation Award nominees and winners commenting for this month. I'd like to thank Artus again for his patience and coming to help commenting with this. And hopefully next month we have much more nominees to comment about, because I have been kind of slacking off. Well, not really, because I've been moving to between houses. And finally it is I have every more time, so I'll be working on encouraging more developers to send more innovative packages. Also to the JavaScript Innovation Award, that has kind of slowed down, but it will still happen. So for now, for me, on my way off, that is all for now. Bye.
Bye.